allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jesse's not here, Art's not here.
We have five county board members that are not present, so the roll is taken. If I would ask for a motion to approve the June 20th, 2018 minutes.
So moved.
Motion. Oh, Gussie Glasper has arrived. So we have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? If I could now, we're going to be giving the Living Legend Award to Marvin Preach Webb. And I would invite county board members Minner and Gorman and Goggin to come forward, and county board member Gussie Glasper. And Preach.
Good evening. On behalf of the Madison County Board and all of the board members, I do count it as an honor to be here to present this award this evening to Marvin Preach Webb. On behalf of board member Doc Holliday, he called me at the last minute and asked me if I would do this, and I didn't have a problem at all until I got in traffic. And that kind of slowed me down. But on behalf of the Madison County Board, I do want to let you know that Mr. Holliday, I asked him, I say, is there anything you want me to say to Preach, Mr. Webb? He said, well, the only thing I could think of is I was going to look up the word legend, what it really means. And there are a lot of definitions for legend. But two that I saw that I thought that fit Mr. Webb. I don't know him personally, but my association here with the county, he's a fixture. I've always seen Preach around the admin building, the courthouse, or around downtown Ebbetsville. Police station, okay, I've always seen him around. And a legend to me is a person of extraordinary accomplishments. And I think that fits Preach to a T. And then it's a worthy friend. And I must say that he has always greeted me with a smile and a kind word. So, Mr. Webb, on behalf of the Madison County Board, we present you with this Madison County Living Legend Community Service Award. And it's presented to Marvin Preach Webb for years of dedicated service to his community, presented by the Madison County Board, and it would have been presented in February had he not been ill, but we are so grateful that he's here with us today. Kurt Prinsler as your County Board Chair, and Debbie Ming Mendoza as the County Clerk. Mr. Webb, we present you with this Living Legend plaque.
I've probably known Preach longer than anyone here. In fact, when I came to Edwardsville in 1952, there was this young man walking down the street with two carnations on that was taking the money to the bank from Van Zyl's and other places. And I found out that he's about the only one here in this room as old as I am, because Preach and I are the same age. So we've enjoyed a lot of things, haven't we, Preach? Congratulations.
Okay.
speakers.
Okay. We have no speakers this evening. And it's been requested of me going on to the appointments that we would consider the Collinsville Fire Protection District, William Dorman, to be considered separately. So I'd now like to put before any other request to consider any other of the appointments separately. Hearing none, going to numbers, we have the numbers in order, 2, 3, 4A, and 4B. If I could have a motion to approve those.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We now have consideration for Mr. William Dorman to be appointed as a board member of the Collinsville Fire Protection District. Would anyone like to speak on this? Ms. Dalton?
Yes, I feel that when people serve on these boards, that they should be made aware of when their expiration date is, and so that the person, if they have done nothing wrong and have been a good servant, that they should be given the option of reappointment rather than just blatantly reappoint somebody else in their place. Mr. Stitchfield has done a good job. He's been on the board 9 years, and having spoke to the attorney and the other board members and different ones from the city, he has done a good job and has fulfilled his obligation, and I feel like he should be reappointed to that position. Thank you.
Any other board members who would like to speak? Yes, Ms. Champoli.
Yes. I don't know, Mr. Stinchfield. I was not contacted. I did also talk with the attorney for that board, and in our discussion, it has been very lax. They had not been contacted for their reappointments for many years, and they have served for almost a decade. So would it be nice moving forward that board members on the other, all the different boards around, be notified when their term's up? I can consider that to be a justifiable thing to do. But in the past, they have not been notified that they've been reappointed, nor have they been notified either way. I do believe Mr. Dorman can do a good job. As everyone knows, he did go ahead and challenge my petition, and I still think that he will do a good job in this position. I think he can work and will do work with the city and work with the other board members. The one thing I did find out is in May, there were just two board members, Mr. Stitchfield and another board member, I do believe his name's Daryl. They did give themselves raises at that time, and the third board member was not present. They did give themselves a $500 increase. They hadn't had a raise in a while, but still, that is not, I think it should have been discussed with all three board members instead of just two board members voting on that. They also gave the attorney a raise. I'm not disputing the raise. I'm just disputing the way it was done. The three board members, since it's a three-member board, all three should have been present to discuss raises. So I would then like Mr. Dorman to be moved forward and be appointed to this position.
Any additional comments?
I have a comment.
Yes, Ms. Gorman.
How much does each of the board members get paid?
I think at that meeting, it's my understanding that the pay was raised from $1,000 per year to $1,500 per year. Any other? Yes, Ms. Dalton?
I'd just like to clarify that they are allotted $15,000 for the Fire Protection District, and with their salaries as long and along with the administrative costs and everything, it sums up to $12,000. So they have $3,000 that they turn back into the city. So it's not that they're being wasteful with things. They are doing what they're supposed to. And, you know, I know A lot of people that serve on boards don't get compensated. This is one of the few boards that does, but I don't think that's an extreme case, and I feel like the three board members, they work well together, and why mess up a good working relationship when they work well together?
Thank you. Any other board members would like to speak? Hearing none, I would like to call a roll call. I'm sorry, if we could have a motion in favor of appointing.
Make the motion.
Yes.
Second.
Roll call.
Somebody's got to hit second.
We did have a second from Ms. Champoli.
Second, sorry.
No.
Okay.
Motion carries.
If Mr. Madison, if you could please bring in the resolution from the Facilities Management Committee.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, Facilities Management Committee, along with the Planning and Development Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee, proposes one resolution to award a contract for asbestos abatement in various areas at the Madison County Wood River facility for the Facilities Management Department. The low bid was from Midwest Services Group for $75,000, and I move for its adoption.
Second.
Okay. We have a second. Any discussion? Yes,
Chairman,
Mr. Minner.
I'd like to abstain from this vote, please.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Ms. Champoli, if you could please bring in the reports and the various items on behalf of the Finance and Government Operations Committee.
Yes, Chairman and fellow board members, the Finance and Government Operations Committee has seven items. Summary of report and claims and transfers. Number two is the immediate emergency appropriation for the 2018 Family Violence Coordination Grant. An immediate emergency appropriation 2019 CAC VOCA grant. Number four is an immediate emergency appropriation 2018 for the detention home ISBE National School Lunch Program and Equipment Assistance Grant. Number five is the immediate emergency appropriation for the 2015 Sheriff Granite City by Justice Assistance Grant. And number six is the resolution authorizing the settlement of a workers' compensation claim, file 15-015. Number six is a resolution authorizing the purchase of excess liability, property, earthquake, and cyber liability insurance coverage. And it was approved, and I move for its adoption.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Jones, if you could bring in the items on behalf of the Grants Committee.
Would you like me to bring in E also?
That's fine.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, bring forward three resolutions and one ordinance. Resolution authorizing the home program funds to Rise Community Development for the Edison Avenue Loss Rehabilitation of Granite City YMCA. Resolution authorizing the home program funds to the Southwestern Illinois Development Authority for the construction of the Highland Villas. Next is an ordinance amending ordinance number 97-06 to add territory in Pontoon Beach to the Gateway Commerce Center Enterprise Zone. Next, resolution authorizing bids awards for weatherization HVAC contractor.
Do we have a second? We need a second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Moore.
I have one question on the home program funds to RISE Community Development. I was wondering if Mr. Jones could tell us the terms of that loan. I'm just interested in the duration and the interest rate.
$600,000 over 3 years.
And the interest rate?
That one is zero. Or that one's one? That one's one, sorry.
So both are 1%?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Holliday is not here tonight. We do have the activities report on file and the video. We can watch that at a later time. Mr. Walters, would you please bring in the resolution on behalf of the Judiciary Committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, ladies of the County Board, we have a resolution to purchase Search Illinois integration software for Madison County Circuit Clerk, and that passed unanimously. Yes, vote.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, if you could please bring in the license report and the resolution separately, please.
Yes. Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file. And then they have a resolution allowing Madison County Animal Control to become part of the Best Friends Network, and I move its adoption.
Chairman, I think we should.
Yes. Do we have a second?
Yes.
We do. Any discussion? Yes. Ms. Harris?
Is it possible to separate these?
They are separated.
Thanks.
There's no vote.
There's no vote for the license report.
It
goes on file. So we're
in
only...
In minutes, I'll show the roll call only for the annual vote.
The license report is on file, and so we're only considering the resolution.
Okay.
Yes. Any discussion?
Sure. I would like to ask about, I noticed there's $1,000 in this resolution that we receive when it is passed. Can someone tell me what that's for?
It's a grant.
It's up for dangerous territory to accept money for passing a resolution.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Mr. McRae?
I would agree with that. I've never seen a resolution or an ordinance that says if you pass this, we'll give you money. And I just want to say, we just adopted a kitten over the weekend, Indiana Jones. I don't know how we got the name, but my daughter had to have another kitten. So you know, I'm an animal lover. But I've never seen one where we accepted money. And the other thing I guess I would ask is, what's the definition of being a partner? And I'm not trying to split hairs, but what's that mean? Because I think that we have to be, like I said, I'm an animal lover, but I think we have to be very careful having advocacy groups that are in the, you know, day-to-day operation of county business. And there has to be a clear line of distinction there, in my opinion. And I'm also, I am uncomfortable taking $1,000. I'd rather just say we're going to pass this or not and exclude. I personally would rather not have the $1,000 in there. If they want to apply for a grant later on, that's fine. But, so.
I did make an attempt to contact Ms. Condor, who's the manager of the animal control this afternoon. She was on a plane, actually, and so she wasn't able to respond. But if someone has some more information on that, it's my understanding that it's without strings. But I understand the old saying, there is no free lunch. And so if anyone has any more detailed information, perhaps from the Public Safety Committee on that. I'm sorry, Judy.
No, that's right. Well, I agree with Erica, really. I sat on that committee, and I actually did not see that resolution until that day. So I was wondering if possibly we could table it and it go back to committee.
You could make that motion if you'd
make that motion.
Is there a second?
I think the motion could also be amended.
Well, we do have a motion on the floor to table, and there's no debate on that. So if we could have now that we do have a motion to table and send it back to committee. We have a motion, and we do have a second. Is that correct? And so if we could now vote on that, I'd like to have a roll call on a motion to table this.
Who's my second?
To committee. I think it was it Gussie?
Oh,
okay. Second?
Okay. Gussie, can you electronically, please?
Madison.
Oh, Mr. Madison seconded it. Okay.
I was pressing the button where his name was already up there, so I thought he'd beat me to it.
You're not done.
Got me all flustered.
Motion carries. Okay, Ms. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, if you could please bring in the three resolutions.
Yes, on behalf of Public Safety and Government Operations Committee, we have three resolutions. The first is to purchase installation of new and current equipment in 10 new model 2018 police patrol vehicles and the removal of equipment from 10 current vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, a resolution to purchase equipment for 10 police patrol vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and a resolution to purchase maintenance renewal for the Madison County StarCom 21 radio system and dispatch center for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and I move for their adoption.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Moore.
I have a question about all three of these. I don't see any kind of multiple sourcing on this. It all looks like it's single source. Is there a reason why we don't have looking for competitive bids?
Aren't these vehicles state bids? So there's really not much competition, Don.
And the StarCom's the only system.
What's that?
And the StarCom's the only system.
Yeah, so that's why you don't see any bids for the vehicles.
It's just not the vehicles. This is all the equipment that's going to be placed on those vehicles that we've already approved for purchase. So I'm saying there's a wireless USA of Collinsville. Okay, now it's the first time I'm looking at this, but there must be other vendors out there that maybe could have provided a better price, but I'm not seeing it. I see one contract bid.
Could I ask for the somebody from the Sheriff's Department to comment on that?
I know I did approve of it back when I was on the Finance Committee, but I'm just asking. For some reason, I didn't notice last time that there were not multiple bids. It seemed like we should have multiple bids. I understand your answer on StarCom. There's only one organization that can provide that service. Very good. But these other two for equipment.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's only one, I'm fine with
think,
that.
I think, Linda, would you like to speak to this? Could you come down to the microphone, please?
I think they were all put up for bid.
I was actually looking for Linda.
I couldn't find her.
And so she can come down and address that.
Usually it does list. It's not working.
These were all sent out to bid. It was a sealed bid. We received bids from vendors and we had, I believe, off the top of my head, just two for the equipment that met all the requirements, and this was the low bid that was accepted. And they do take some of the equipment, the electronics, from one vehicle, if reusable, to install into the new vehicle. So we utilize every piece of equipment that's available.
Very good. Mr. Wesley, would you like to?
Yeah, I don't have the information in front of me, but we also questioned the Sheriff's Department in the Public Safety Committee, and he had the information on the multiple bids with him, and that's what prompted us to pass this. I just don't have that information in front of me.
Yeah. Mr. Madison?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know I've tried to make it in my committees a point to, when I'm at a county board meeting I'm looking through my packet when I receive it, I always like to see what the competitive bids were, even if there were bids sent in as no bids, just so we can see how many people are responding and what the spread is. It tells a bigger story than sometimes what it looks like, and I think it's a good idea for everything we go out for bids on that we have to vote on to be in this packet.
Thanks. Good point. Yes, Mr. Chapman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank my colleague Don here for having such sharp eyes and pointing that out. I agree with Mr. Madison's comments, and certainly I'm sure no one was trying to do anything wrong here, but these are questions that need to be asked, and I thank him for doing that.
Any additional discussion?
Yeah, I would like to comment.
Yes. Mr. Parkinson?
I think it's redundant to send that up here. That's what we have the committees for, and we have people on the committees that have already reviewed that. We don't review everything in every committee. When we get these resolutions for these variances, we don't go through every other option that was already discussed in committee. I think it's redundant, and these were discussed in committee, and that committee that sits there and listens to that every month had approved it and found it to be the best option. That's why it was brought forward to you.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, would you please bring in the resolution from the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move we accept the property trustee resolution unanimously approved by the Tax Cycle Committee on July 10th be approved by the Madison County Board.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McRae, could you please bring in the items from the Transportation Committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. The Transportation Committee has two items for your consideration tonight. One is a prevailing wage resolution, and number two is a report of bids on de-icing salt. And these were reviewed by the Transportation Committee and unanimously approved, and I would make a motion for their approval.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries, and then we could go on to new business. Is there any new business? Mr. Parkinson.
Yes, I'd like to point out that recently we had some storm damage in Granite City, and our mayor asked me to acknowledge everybody here tonight that the county really stepped up, the highway department of Mark Avillo and the chairman sent trucks down to Granite City to help us in our time of need, and it was greatly appreciated by our mayor and our city council and the citizens of Granite City. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional new business? Yes, Ms. Dutton.
I would just like to suggest if anyone's going out to eat after the meeting tonight, that you consider Gulf Shores Restaurant. There's a fundraiser there tonight for Malik Allen. Many of you probably heard his mother, Markia Ivy, was killed in an accident last week, and he is now without both of his parents. Markia was a personal friend of mine, and she's going to be dearly missed, especially by her son, who is now without his parents. So if you're considering going out, I suggest you go there, and it'd be really appreciated. Gulf Shores Restaurant in Edwardsville.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is there another way we could, is there a
GoFundMe page as well.
What is his name again?
Malik Allen, and he's from Edwardsville. He's 12 years old. His mother, Markia Ivy, she owns Euphoric Beauty, a small business here in Edwardsville, just down the street on St. Louis Street. She's a great lady. I just want to say real quick, we had a conversation one day. I was in her shop, and she said, "What is this county board thing you're doing? Tell me about this." And I sat down with her, and we talked about it, and she goes, "Well, what are your responsibilities, and how do I go about doing something like that?" And she was just a spunky lady. She was very determined. She followed her dreams, and I have no doubt if she wasn't taken from us so soon that she'd probably be here doing something like this and being involved in government. Or she was very involved with her community. So anyway, thank you.
Any additional new business? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Can we have the video?